They played great. Both teams. It was a shootout. Saints came out on top. That's all.
What do you think about the differences on both teams from the last time you guys played them this year?
It was just the first game of the season, you know. And during that time, you're trying to figure things out with your team and see who you got, see where everyone is at, see who's going to be the playmaker, see who's going to make plays. See if any rookie's going to step up to the plate. And you know, you're just trying to fill your team out. Now them guys figured themselves out. And, you know, now we're looking forward to being a big game. Yeah, I mean, from the first time we played them to now, I mean, it's a totally difference. You know, they was trying to establish the run with the two backs they had. They had Adrian and Mark. And now they just figured they like was said, they found their swag. So we just need to stop those guys and not try to give them the momentum. I don't know which one to answer first.
All right, I'll throw it out there. How do you not let this game get too big? You know, the fans are fired up. That stadium's going to be explosive. How do you control your emotions but play with emotions?
I mean, it's hard. I'm honest to tell you, it's hard. I mean, us being off for a week and seeing other teams play, you know, we want to be out there too and play the game. But we realize we worked hard to get where we at in the situation we're in, and just try to compose ourselves and not basically not overdo it. And by the time the game comes, don't be exhausted. So we just need to worry about it, take it day by day. And just Sunday, just play our ball.
How good is Michael Thomas?
Oh, he's pretty good. You could tell him and Drew have a chemistry going. He know the ball is going to be located once it come out of Drew's hands. He adjusts to the ball pretty well. He run great routes. He's pretty physical, too. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to being in the battle. And we all looking forward to being in the battle with the running backs and Drew and, you know, their defense. And it's going to be a good game.
When you talk about how they spread the ball out more now that
the running backs are using them as a pass catcher. Yeah, that's great. You have running backs come out of the backfield and catch the ball, line them up at receiver. You know, they can run routes too. And make it difficult for the defense to adjust to that because you're used to having running backs just do what they pay for, and that's just run the ball. I mean, those guys, they can line up outside and run routes and catch the ball and turn it off field. So it's going to be pretty difficult, but it's not a task that the defense and we can handle.
With a guy like Drew Brees, do you have to change what you do and try to disguise more
he
knows everything?
No. I mean, we just play our ball. I mean, you go out each and every week, do what you do. I mean, you don't want to change up anything. I mean, when you change up things, that's when you have issues, you have missed errors and stuff like that. You just do what you do what you believe in, trust in your technique and trust in yourself. Work on it. Work on it. You know, don't sit here. We don't sit here and be like, oh, we're a great tackling team. You know, we're only great because we work on it. And we continuously work on it, work on our angles and stuff like that. So we work on tackling as much as we work on intercepting the ball, blitzes, and everything else.
And you can do that without hitting really a lot.
Oh, yeah, you can do that without hitting. Yeah.
Thanks, Xavier.
Oh.
Thanks, Xavier.
Time's up.